changed his mind. After apparently resigning recently, he says he's going to be staying because he's just simply taking a leave of absence. Now, last night, a provincial media officer confirmed that the Northwest Finance MEC, Wendy Nelson, is to act as premier in his absence. But now, Supra says the issues he's facing is because he has decided to tackle corruption in his province, painting himself as the hero. But Northwest Health and Social Development Portfolio Committee laid corruption charges against him and Nelson, among others, in the wake of investigations into suspected 160 million rand fraud, corruption and maladministration relating to a Gupta-linked medical service provider.
Oh, things are getting very muddy there, hey?
All is not as it seems.
Yeah, President Cyril Ramaphosa, meanwhile, has noted with deep concern America's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, calling it a step backwards. American President Donald Trump announced on Tuesday that his country will now withdraw from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action between the P5 plus 1 and the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, the P5 plus 1, by the way, was made up of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council: China, France, Russia, the UK, the US, and Germany. Ramaphosa says the agreement was established in the interest of regional and international peace and security.
And then the Department of Basic Education says future history books will be more